FM 90.3 WJTL. Wow. From 1986, Tremaine Hawkins. Now, that was quite the jam back in the day. In the Morning Time. Love that trumpet on that. Leslie Phillips, You're the Same. Petra God Pleaser prior to that. Good morning. Happy Throwback Thursday. We're throwing it back all the way to the infancy of WJTL, playing new tunes from the 80s. Mindy and Fred with you this morning at 7:06.
And it's pretty cool. Our things are lining up. Michaela's unable to be with us to host your request and dedication show, but the one and only Terry Phillips will be your host tonight. It's from 8 to 10. Be sure to email, Facebook, or call Terry with your throwback request. It's the Request Show, sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
And this morning, our very special guest from Activate Church is our friend Jose Jimenez. Good morning to you, Jose.
Good morning, my brother.
So great to have you here.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Many know you from Water Street, and you've been there for many years.
Yes.
But you've been a pastor at Activate for many years as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, get a little closer to that mic so we can hear you a little better. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Oh, I got to say hi to my family, my lovely wife, Minelli, my son, Josiah, and my daughter, Jelani, and our Activate Church family, and of course, our McCaskey family. God is doing some cool things with the McCaskey wrestling team, so I got to say hello to my wrestling family there.
Oh, that's very cool. Now, we were talking about the 80s. You came here in 1989.
Yes, yes.
So you caught kind of the end of what we're talking about with Throwback Thursday here today. Very cool. Tell us about Activate Church and what you guys are doing in the community.
Yeah, Activate Church, our mission says we exist to activate the love of the Father in the hearts of today's generation, to mentor and disciple them to love God and love people. And every summer we do something that makes sure that the people are out of the four walls and into the community. And so we do this by doing a couple Activate Love, Activate Lancaster series. And right now we're doing this thing called Activate Love Community Refresh.
Okay, and what is it? What do you guys do?
Activate Community Refresh is refreshing the body, you know, by giving out free ice cream, and refreshing the soul by sharing the gospel and the love of Jesus. And so what we're doing is every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., we rent out a ice cream truck, and we meet on the corner of Pershing and Green Street, and we hand out free ice cream. And while the free ice cream is given away, our group of volunteers are out simply having conversations. You know, One thing that we tell our people is we want to be long-term missionaries in our own backyard, knowing that we have the privilege and opportunity to plant seeds. What are those seeds? Knowing that God is the one who brings the increase. And so for us, it's how do we build relationships? You know, I tell our people that going on mission trips are awesome, you know, and sometimes we're there 10, 12 days, you know, to hit the home run, you know, because we want to accomplish so much more. But we have a mission field, and if we simply mobilize ourselves and activate that love and go out and be present and build relationships, get to know their names, get to know their stories, pray for them, intercede with them, for them, you know, some great things happen. If I tell you the stories that I'm hearing, you know, of simply just being present in the community, praying for them. And today will be week three, you know, and so we're doing this every Thursday this summer, you know, so our last day would be August 25th. And so on Pershing and Green Street, there's an ice cream truck that rolls up. You know, we hand out and pay for everyone's ice cream, you know, knowing that we're refreshing the body, but knowing the greatest thing is to be able to refresh the soul. And so people are thirsty and hungry for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whether they know it or not. We know that Jesus is the answer, and he has hope. But there's no greater message, you know, than people who are being changed and transformed by the gospel to be able to share that love.
Love it. So tonight from 6 to 8, you're going to be handing out ice cream. People are going to want ice cream on this hot day, Jose.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And just an opportunity for folks to get to know you and Activate Church and find out what's happening in the community of Lancaster.
Yeah, it'll be great. You know, again, it's a lovely thing when the body gets together. And we're doing is getting together, you know, and when salt and light gather, you know, darkness has to disappear.
Yeah, amen. If folks want more information about Activate or about what's happening tonight, can they find out online?
Yes. You go to activatelancaster.com or Activate Church on Facebook or Instagram, and you'll get and see more information there.
Cool. We'll talk more with Jose coming up. You said you have a bunch of stories. Maybe think of the best one you could share with us coming up in a little bit.
Sounds good.
We have lots more from the 80s as we throw back this Thursday. AD, Scott Wesley Brown, BB and CC Winans. Stick around.